In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Before we celebrate the exaltation of the cross, it makes sense that we read things about the cross. So here is one of the gospel readings that we read just prior to the exaltation. And the Lord is making a connection here that's very important to understand. He says a lot of things. He says, the one who loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. The one who loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whosoever taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. The one who findeth his life shall lose it. The one who loseth his life on account of me shall find it. So he's talking about the cross. He's talking about the way of the cross is to follow him. If you don't follow him, you're not worthy of him. If you love something more than him, you're not worthy of him. That's describing that the way of the cross is to consider only one thing important, just like our Lord considered one thing to be important. He was born to die. All he cared about from the moment of his birth was his face was set to Jerusalem. All he cared about was to do the will of his Father and to redeem mankind. And so we should be single-minded. That's the way of the cross, single-minded. Seek out and follow God's will. Now that might seem a little austere and maybe a little bit difficult to understand exactly what is the personal application of this. Well, he makes the connection then to love. The way of the cross is love. Here it is. He says, the one who receiveth you receiveth me. The one who receiveth me receiveth the one who sent me forth. And then after another sentence, he says, whosoever shall give to one of these little ones only a cup of cold water to drink in the name of a disciple, verily I say to you, in no wise shall he lose his reward. He's connecting the cross to love because giving a cup of cold water to someone who needs it is an act of love. But it's more than just an act of love. It's an anonymous act of love. It's not particularly a big deal to the world. You're not going to have things written about you. You're not going to be praised for it. You gave cold water to someone who needed cold water. In a matter of a few hours, that cold water is gone and into the draught. And that person is thirsty again. It's a very temporary thing. But it is a sign of love. That cold water is us giving of ourselves to others, whether people see it or don't see it. This act of giving cold water is anonymous for the most part. And our love is anonymous for the most part. The way of the cross is to sacrificially give yourself to others, whether people see it or not. Now, he says, if you don't follow me, you're not worthy of me. If you don't love your, if you love your father or mother more than me, you're not worthy of me. Those are very austere statements that are very frightening to people and hard to understand because they don't understand the comparison that of in another place, even where he says, if you don't hate your father and mother, you're not worthy of me. But we can understand love. The way of the cross is to love as God loves, not as the world loves. The world loves by putting their own needs first and by basically refusing to judge that anything is wrong. That's not love. Love is to follow the commandments and to apply those commandments to the way you live with others, and that is to give a cup of cold water to a little one. That's the way of the cross. Sometimes people associate the cross with the idea of you have to be willing to suffer. Well, that's true, but you must be willing to suffer because you love. It's not that you say, I'm a Christian, I'm going to suffer for the cross. No. I'm a Christian, I'm going to learn to love as God loves. And in learning to love as God loves, there might be some suffering involved in loving others. Because not everybody returns love for love, kindness for kindness, honesty for honesty. So we must learn to love as God loves. A great example of how he loves is that he taught Judas for 3 years. He knew Judas was going to betray him. Judas performed miracles. Judas went out two by two. He wasn't treated any different than the rest of the disciples. and he knew that Judas would betray him. That's selfless love. And so we must have that love too. Connect the cross to love. The cross is one of the most misunderstood symbols in all of Christianity. The cross is a symbol of God's love for us. People like to say, you know, fancy terms like a substitutionary atonement that occurred on the cross and other such things. Orthodox don't really know what that means. It's not part of our culture, not part of our theology. What is our theology is God loves. God loved the world, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And he wanted our sins to be free, us to be freed from our sin. So what did he do? He came on the cross, bore all our sins on the cross, and made us capable of being greater than our sins, of conquering our sins. Because he did it as a human being, he made his flesh able to be incorrupt. So now our flesh is able to be incorrupt. So an Orthodox Christian, when they look at the cross, here's what they see. I think above all, they see love. And then they also see victory. And they see freedom. Those are the things you should see when you look at the cross. And because of those things, you should have the sense of gratitude. Very important virtue that's not well understood. You should have a sense of gratitude like the one leper out of the nine, or out of the ten, for instance. To desire to follow the Lord everywhere he goes because he's been so good to you. So the way of the cross is to love. Now, you can say you follow the cross if you love. If you do not love perfectly, then you cannot say that. You can only say that you're making some feeble attempts. The way of love is the only way of life. Our Lord showed that very decisively. And the cross is the way of love. To give yourself over to another person. If that means that you die for him, all right, you die. If that means you suffer slander, if that means you suffer other terrible things that happen to you, all right. But for the most part, in our daily life, what it means is that you give to someone without expecting in return and without prejudice about what kind of person they are. You give cold water to someone if they need cold water. And a lot of people in this world need cold water. Remember that. The way of the cross is the way of love. Because it's the way of God. If we don't learn to love, we can't know God, since God is love. So the way of the cross is the way to learn to love and to become love and therefore to become united with God. May God help us to follow this way of the cross and remember to give the cup of cold water to each little one we encounter, just as he would have. Amen.